We should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
But that's a part of life.
Make void the topic,
cause that ain't gonna stop it.
Now we talk about sex on the radio and video shows.
Many will know
anything goes. Let's tell it like it is and how it could be, how it was and of course how it should be. Those who think it's dirty have a choice: pick up the needle, press pause, or turn the radio off. Will that stop us, Ben?
I doubt it.
All right then, come on, spin.
Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk.
Hey, so we're back. ¿Cómo están?
And it's 10:24.
It's 10:24 because La Cenicienta was doing chores, and she's going to say that nobody helps her around the house.
But nobody does, so.
Lies. The lies. Oigan, pues estamos súper emocionados because we are going to talk about sex. So, clearly, if you've been listening by now, you know not to listen when there are kids around because we have boca de... ¿Cómo se puede decir? Boca de diarrea? No.
No.
¿Cómo se puede decir?
Boca de...
Tenemos un hocico muy sucio. Entonces, clearly you're not listening with children around. And if there are, we definitely recommend que lo saquen. Because unless... No, sí, sáquenlo. Because it's not our job to ¿cómo se llama? Educate the children. It's your job, but we are trying to have an open dialogue about sex. And also, furthermore, these are not suggestions. We are obviously not experts in el tema. We are not clinical, medical, nada de eso experts. This is just our opinion. Así que before you try to do anything or...
Come at us.
Mejor vayan al doctor. Vayan a Planned Parenthood.
And go get tested.
Yes. All right. So last week we talked a little bit about this. And one of the biggest things I feel in a Latino household is that there are so many taboo subjects, right? Sex being one of them. I feel like in our house, it hasn't been so much of a taboo subject because I remember my parents speaking to me about sex at a very young age. I want to say probably when I got to junior high school, like right out of elementary and into junior high school, like I feel like my dad and my mom sat me down and we talked about sex. They asked, do you know what the word sex means? And by then, I mean, I kind of did, but I didn't. And so then they started talking to me about, you know, things that would happen and that if I got a girlfriend, jokes on them. that, you know, maybe we would be kissing and if we're alone, that things could escalate and so on and so forth.
I mean, not really jokes on them because you did have a girlfriend. So.
I mean, I did, but then jokes on us.
Jokes on you.
So, anyways, I really wanted to talk about this because I definitely feel like this subject is very taboo and we do not, as a Latino culture, society, many of us don't appreciate sex and don't talk about it freely within our families and with children. I know now as an adult and the lifestyle that I live, I am a lot more open to talking about sex. And even when I talk to my friends about like my sex, they're like blown away. No pun intended, but yes.
You're so dumb.
Pero bueno, La última semana, I left you with a thought. And this is something that, I've seen a lot. And I don't know, now that you work with the youth, pero cada vez que paso por una escuela, ya sea primaria, secundaria, high school, y es la hora de salir de la escuela, even if it's super hot out, kids or youth are always wearing sweatshirts. And I have a theory as to why that happens. And I think that that happens is because, una, we give our children, our sobrinos, nicknames like El Flaco y La Gorda. And I think we teach them from a very young age to be ashamed of their bodies, of our bodies. And even if you, whatever kind of shape you have, you should be
embracing it
and proud of it, right? What is the reason why these children, even in a hot summer day, are walking out of school with sweaters? Like, I don't get that. And when I've driven in communities where predominantly they're white, the kids are not wearing sweaters. They're wearing tank tops. They're wearing t-shirts. They're wearing shorts. Why aren't we?
Yeah, I think that's going up to my upbringing, if I could remember, siento como que, because the way mom was raised, and I'm the only girl in the household besides my mom, obviously, but she only had one daughter, right? So I think the way that she was raised was very like espantada, very like, don't do anything, don't wear this, don't laugh, but you know, kind of like, don't smile at a boy because you could send off the wrong message, right? And I think some of it, like, I don't remember ever her telling me, like, don't do this or don't do that. But I do remember feeding off of her feeling kind of like, ¿cómo se dirá? Like, scared. Like some of her upbringing.
Her trauma. Yeah. Reflected on you.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't exactly, like, necessarily, she didn't have to say, like, don't do this, don't do that. So I do remember that she would kind of say, like, why are you wearing that? Or ponte un suéter. Or eso está muy short. Or, you know, and I'd be like, I tried to understand, like, okay, why is she telling me this? But also, you know, you're young and what your parents tell you to do is what you should be doing, right? Especially in a Hispanic or Latino household where si te dicen que no llegues tarde, you know que si llegas tarde, you're going to get your ass whooped. So It was like she would tell me, but not necessarily tell me the reasons why. I just knew that I had to follow them, like her instructions. And I feel that now as an adult, I'm just more
destrampada because ya estás bien destrampada.
I feel so much more confident in who I am. And I think some of it has to do thanks to the fact that Luis always advocated for me. Not always, like not in the sense of like, I don't think he specifically told my mom, like, don't tell her not to wear that. But I think Luis always kind of said, wear whatever you want to wear. And there's a chiquita, I would always tell Luis, Luis, does this look good on me? Luis, should I wear this? Should I do this? And I feel like a lot of him telling me, like, yeah, that looks good, or helping me even out to, like, you know, style myself, was kind of advocating for me to grow and be confident in whatever it is I wear. And even to this day, some of my friends always say, like, we look at stuff at the store and we're like, oh my God, Judith would wear that. But that's just something that, like, I feel confident now and I can wear whatever I want. And I think that growing up, I didn't really understand because, again, I was following instruction. And now it's like, even hasta cuando me ve mi mamá, like, you know, she sees me wearing fucking, like, booty-ass shorts and she just kind of gives me the face and mm-hmm. then kind of says, oh, pues si te ves bonita. Well, I mean, ya que le queda, right?
Well, because it's been years. And that's exactly what I wanted to talk about because, por ejemplo, yo siempre he sido el gordo de la familia, and that was my apodo for the longest time, ever since I was a little kid. And so, you know, I see other people wearing certain outfits, and I'm like, I wish I had the confidence to do that. And even when I lost a lot of weight because I was active jogging y todo ese rollo, it would still take a lot for me to take my t-shirt off and go to the beach, you know? So this is where I think we need to talk about sex even more, because just as we teach unconsciously our children to be doubtful about their bodies and their looks with these nicknames we give them, right? Like La Chata or Chaparrita or Gordito, Gordita, Güero, whatever nickname. Every nickname that is out there for the most part comes from a specific look of your body. And we teach our children to be ashamed of that specific thing. And I think that this is why this is why they wear a sweatshirt in the summer at school when they're walking home.
But also I do believe that it does have to come with our parents getting here to the U.S., not knowing anyone, not speaking the language, not knowing, like, the harms, the things that could go on. So a lot of it does, I feel, come from, it stems from them trying to keep us safe, okay? Because specifically us girls, like, mi mamá, she, maybe not intentionally wanting her to make me feel bad, like, don't wear that, you look ugly. But I think it was her way also of keeping me safe, right? Because they came to a place that they knew nothing about. And I feel like the things that were going on back then when they were, you know, barely coming here and families were adjusting and all, there was a lot of, like, stuff going on with, like, I don't know, like, maybe gang violence or more kidnapping and more, like, sexual assault and stuff like that. So I think that now, like, and back then, no se escuchaba que hablaban de, oh my God, this person got sexually assaulted, right? Because it was more of like, I don't, if that ever happened to me, I never want to talk about it because I'm embarrassed. Whereas now it's more like out there, right? It's spoken about because there's people that bring, well, we're all bringing awareness to the fact that stuff does happen, right? So rather we, like, keep it in the under the rug, we talk about it. So I think it does come from them or our parents trying to keep us safe and trying to keep us, like, how do you say, in a bubble, like, mm-hmm. closed,
protected bubble.
Yeah, and I see that now. I understand that now, right? And now we're like, oh my God, holy fuck, all they wanted to do was take care of us. But the way that they would come across was just very, like, confusing, especially because they were probably brand new parents too, and being in the U.S. and trying to raise kids and then not speaking the language that their kids were going to school, like, it was just probably a lot that I'm sure, if anything, it was my mom, like, taking care and protecting me.
Which is why I think now it's so important to be able to give children autonomy and to allow them to express themselves, because that's something that we probably didn't have growing up. Because you're absolutely right. Maybe they were scared, and maybe that was their way of protecting you, of making sure that you got home from school safe without somebody trying to, you know,
haggle.
Yeah, like decirte algo, gritarte algo, algún piropo, or, you know, God forbid, que te vayan a nalguear, or I don't know, something like that, right? Pero entonces ahora nosotros tenemos que hacer de nuestra parte, I feel, to be able to give children autonomy. So one of the things that I told my mom that she would do with us is every time we would go anywhere, she would always make us give a hug and a kiss y saludar a la persona, a los adultos, when we got to a place or when they came to our house. And she made us do this. And so I told my mom that we should not do that with my nephew, because that is taking away their autonomy. If they don't feel comfortable enough to go up to a person and give them a hug or a kiss, then we should not tell them to go and do so. Why? Because they're young, they're children. If somebody, God forbid, touched our nephew inappropriately, then my nephew is going to think, oh, well, my grandmother and my parents make me say hi to this person anyway when I don't feel comfortable.
So it must be okay.
So it must be okay. Right. So there also has a lot to do with it as well. But now as adults, oh, wait, I want to go back. So this is why when your children don't want to say hi to someone, at least what I would do if I had children is, if you don't want to say hi to somebody, shaking their hand or giving them a hug or a kiss, that is fine. You don't have to. But you at least have to address them and say, hi, how are you? That's it, from a distance. You don't have to go and give them a hug. You don't have to do any of that. And also, if I saw an adult approaching my child, I would also say, please do not approach my child. Because I also don't want my son to think, or my daughter to think, well, a complete stranger came up to me and tapped me on the shoulder or touched my cheeks, And my dad didn't say anything. So I think that that's also important to note. But now as adults, now let's fast forward to adults, because todas esas cosas que pasamos de niños y todos esos traumas y todos esos, ¿vas a salir así? Así no puedes salir a la calle. All of those things come back and haunt us as adults, right? So now, for me, for example, I know that when I first started dating, because I dated women, it was difficult for me to have sex with women. And not because I was gay, but because my mom always said, las muchachas, las niñas se respetan, las niñas no se tocan, las niñas esto, las niñas lo otro. And I remember that when I first had a girlfriend and we had that first intimate moment of like, we're alone, I really wanted to have sex with her. But in the back of my mind, I would always think like, las niñas no se tocan, las niñas se respetan, which again, I think that's wonderful, but there's a way
to say
of doing it versus just saying las niñas no se tocan, you know?
Then putting that trauma of like, fuck, what's going to happen if I touch her?
Yeah, exactly. So, so then I remember the first time I had sex with a woman, it was very, very weird at first because I had that whole boundary of like, las niñas no se tocan. But then once we got into it, then it was great and it was awesome. And I absolutely loved every second of it. I loved the second of intimacy. I loved everything about it. But I wish my parents would have been like, the moment you find somebody that you want to be intimate with, enjoy that moment. Be respectful, right? Be kind. But more importantly, use a condom. Get protection. Make sure that if you're now actively sexually active, that you go get tested. And those are the things that we weren't told. And probably because my parents thought if we tell them these things, they're probably going to want to go out and do it and it's going to become easier for them. But the fact of the matter is, cuando estás en la calentura, we find a way. We find a way of hacerlo, even if we don't have our own place, even if we didn't get a hotel room.
The point of the matter is we're hoes. As adults.
But I think that those are the kind of things that you should be speaking to your children about, because it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. And even if you think, well, I'm gonna put cameras on in my house and I'm gonna do this and my house is gonna be fortified, wait, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen at the school. It's gonna happen at like the park. It's gonna happen in a car. It's gonna happen anywhere. Because let's face it, as young adults, we don't, and I say we because when I did it, no mirábamos consecuencia, and we would just do it wherever we could. But again, I wish I would have had more tools so that in my arsenal so that I could have handled that situation more or better. And then as you know, time went by and I realized, yes, I'm gay, then I remember having sex for the first time with a guy. And of course, my parents are not going to be like, well, this is how it happens, or this is because they didn't even know, right? I was the first gay son that they had, the only gay son that they had. And so they had no arsenal. But this is what I'm saying. It doesn't matter whether your kid is gay or straight. Sex is sex, and you still have to teach them and let them know that if they're sexually active, you need to wear a condom, give them condoms, because otherwise they're going to be too ashamed, or not ashamed, too embarrassed
to
go buy some at the store. So get them condoms, and also make sure that if they are having sex, that you go with them to go get tested. Go get tested with them. Normalize getting tested. Normalize walking into a Planned Parenthood. Normalize taking them. Like, I think that is so important.
Yeah, and I don't even remember how. I do remember my mom didn't give me the sex talk, which I always felt like it's going to be my mom because...
Who gave you the sex talk?
My dad.
Oh, ¿qué te dijo?
So, dad gave me... I remember the first time dad told me, like, I was with my partner, my boyfriend at the time. I think we were together for maybe, like, 2-3 years already. And he did say, he's like, los hombres son cabrones. And I know that, like, I used to be young and I know what that's like. And, you know, just be prepared, you know, like, make sure that you are using protection. Make sure that, you know, it's with the person that you feel comfortable with and blah, 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 right? And in my head, I thought, what the fuck? My dad is giving me the sex talk? Like, shouldn't it be my mom? But again, going back, mi mamá creció de otro, I mean, both of them grew up differently, right? And we always say this here at the house, that my mom is from the city and my dad is from the pueblo. But the way that their mind works is as if my dad was from the city and my mom was from the pueblo, because the way my mom was raised was very closed off. And the way dad was raised, I mean, it was very kind of like, I wouldn't say free, but no, he had more.
He was raised in a very machista household, where women cooked and men went out to work and earned money. He moved into the city at 17 years old, into CDMX, and that's where he learned a lot, and his mind became a little bit more open. And then after that, he moved to the U.S., and of course, here things are completely different.
Yeah.
But my dad has always been very open-minded. He's always been very open with us because he grew up in such a strict household where he was prohibited to do so many things. That is why he is open with us. And he says, he told us from a very young age, hey, if you want a drink, let me know and I'll buy it for you so you can taste it at the house. Don't do it anywhere else. Or even smoking. Or even, I think, anything. He really gave us an opportunity at trying things and exploring our curiosity, I want to say.
Yeah, and not necessarily telling us, like, here it is. Like, go do it. It was mainly like, and I had this conversation, and I always have this conversation with my friend. Out of all the friends that I've had in the friend group, I feel like our household was the household where, one, I could do parties. Two, I can bring guys over, and I can just, you know, have a fun time. And this is thanks to my parents being very trusting of me and also having and providing that space for me to feel comfortable, right? Because my parents, yeah, my dad was like, si quieren tomar, mejor háganlo aquí, or tell me and I'll go get the stuff. Si quieren fumar, háganlo aquí. If you want to try something, obviously stuff is gonna, you're gonna grow up, you're gonna go to high school, you're gonna go to college, and stuff is gonna be brought up and drugs are gonna be put out on the table, where I'm not gonna expect you not to fucking try it or look at it or whatever, right? Because obviously we're curious as human, and we fucking just, you know, we like to just be curious, right? So I think it was them providing that space and that safe space for me to allow myself to just be who I wanted to be, right? And you could even ask, well, I mean, you guys can't ask my friends, but my friends would always say, hey, Judith, let's have this at your house. Or I had a friend, and I'm going to make this very short, but I had a friend who once had her boyfriend come pick her up at my house because her mom would, like, not allow a single, like, conversation with the guy and her, nothing, not even a phone call, not a text message, like, nothing. And it goes back to the fact that, and I told my mom this. I said, hey, mom, this is happening. I let my mom know, and my mom spoke to my friend and said, hey, I don't want to be the person that, like, ¿cómo se dice? Tu coladera, right? Mm-hmm. I want you to be responsible. But also, like, you girls are teens. Why would you? In my upbringing, my mom was always like, si vas a tener novio, or if you're going to have friends, you can have friends and you can have a boyfriend, but just make sure that they come to the house and we know who they are. Because rather you go off and sneak around and other people tell me about it, I rather come clean with it. So I'm just really thankful for that, because it's, I think it also plays into my adult life as I went to college, my dad gave me the sex talk, I was with my partner for a long fucking time. And I think I showed them that because they trusted me, I could trust them. And with everything that I would, you know, tell my mom, like, I would tell her, le digo y le sigo diciendo muchas cosas, like, about my life, obviously. But I think it's also, you know, her also learning as I'm growing, right? She was learning, like, the different things and how to be open-minded as I was becoming, like, an adult, a mujer. So I think it's special now when we talk to our parents and just, you know, specifically me talk to my mom, like, hey, mom, voy a salir con este chavo. And she'll kind of just give me the eye, like, what the fuck? But then I'm like, you do not expect me to fucking stay, like, encerrada my whole life, do you? Like, I need to go out.
And this is where it's important, obviamente, porque la mayor confianza que puedas tener con tus hijos, the better for everyone. And even it becomes healthier, right? Because Imagine you're one of those parents that their child turns 16, 17, and you're like, no sex, no girlfriends, no nada, no esto. Just as Judith explained right now, they're gonna find a way. And here is the worst part, that they end up having sex, that they end up having unprotected sex because they're too embarrassed to go buy a condom or get a condom, and then they end up pregnant. And then what? I'm not saying that those who have gotten pregnant at a very young age don't survive or don't end up being successful. I'm sure they do, and there are many of them. Pero it just becomes harder to get to that success point, one. And then two, if for whatever reason they happen to get an STD, they're not going to know what the fuck it is, one. Two, they're going to be like, ay, se me va a ir. And what if it gets worse?
And then it like prolongs.
It prolongs, and like all of those things to me are scarier. Again, I'm not a parent, but if I were a parent, those would be so much more scary thoughts than to talk to my child about sex and let them know that it's okay to have sex. Just protect yourself. And just to give you an example, and this might be a little TMI, but last week...
Not TMI.
But last week, I had a bump in
his asshole.
In my ass. On my ass. And I, obviamente, cuando me bañé, I felt it, and I was like, what the fuck? And then the next day, it got a little bigger, and then I asked my partner, can you check? And he was like, yeah, you have little bumps. And I was like, oh my God, an STD. We both thought an STD, right? That was the first train of thought. And then second, we were like, okay, we need to go to the doctor. So I went to the doctor. I got an appointment on Monday. I noticed this on Thursday. By Monday, I was in the doctor's office, and the doctor was like, okay, these are shingles. They're shingles. And I was like, why the fuck did I get shingles? How do you get them? And they're like, they come out because of stress, and or you could have gotten them transmitted, right? But we're like, okay, well, it was bad. Pero the good thing is that she said, thank God you came in super quick. I don't think you'll need pain medication. I'm still going to give it to you because shingles hurt a lot. But within 3 days, they should be leaving your body. Like, they should be gone. So, literal, they were. And I didn't have any pain. But that's because, desde muy pequeños, I know to go to the doctor anytime I see anything weird or different in my genital area. And that's because of that open dialogue. Like, my partner and I go get tested every 3 months for STDs. And why? Because we don't live a monogamous relationship. Like, we don't. And so we want to make sure that we're both okay. We want to make sure that everything is A-okay. And we go get tested every 3 months. And so that's another thing, that if you're telling your child about sex, you also need to let them know that if they feel they're ready to go have sex, then that means they feel they're ready to go and walk into these clinics and get tested. Get tested for AIDS, get tested for STDs, get all sorts of tests done. And if they're ready to have sex, then that's what they're going to have to do.
Honestly, and I remember my first experience at Planned Parenthood, I was fucking scared as shit because, like, I think nobody knew. I just said, you know what? I need to fucking take this upon my own hands and go.
And why did you go?
And I went because I had just broken up with my boyfriend at the time. Y era un chingo de tiempo. It was, like, 5+ years, right? And then I thought, okay, well, I'm entering the stage of, like, the phase of, like, the stage of, like, okay, I'm done being with this person. I know that it's over, and
I'm gonna go be a hoe.
And what's next? Let me go fucking get over it. I'm gonna be like, let me go get over this breakup, you know? And we all go through it. So I think that was, like, my first, okay, I need to go to Planned Parenthood and make sure that I'm good and make sure that I'm ready to fucking go. But I remember that time I came home, y siempre te dan tus bolsitas de papel con condoms, Plan B, y la chingada, right? And, well, before they used to give you lube. They don't give you lube anymore. But anyways.
It's expensive, girl.
But anyways, I remember I got home, and I just put my little paper bag, you know, in my room, and my mom came in and found it. And she's like, ¿qué es esta, Judy? And I was like, I didn't know how to explain to her because the first thing, and I remember, the first thing she fucking said was, Fuiste a la clínica del control. You're taking birth control. Eso es muy malo para tu cuerpo, Judy, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, lady, like, what? Like, I just kind of felt I was attacked. But not only that, but I felt like, oh, man, like, I wish this could have gone better. And I wish my mom could understand that taking fucking, birth control is okay. It's not bad. It's okay. It's being protective, right? And I think she didn't understand that. So I remember just having this big ass conversation and fucking we like fought and I was like, es que tú no entiendes, blah, 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 blah. And then later we calmed down because me and my mom are literally the same fucking person. And I told her, I'm like, mom, like, it's not bad. It's me being responsible. Like, would you me, like, I just broke up with this man over here. Like, would you rather just me go fuck around and then, well, you know, what if I get pregnant and then I get pregnant with a guy that I just been seeing for a week? Like, you know, and I think that she kind of understood. And now to this day, she calls it la clínica del control. But I go, you know, I go. It's important to get tested. Even when I went off to college, that was the first time ever in my life where I felt like, holy fuck, because por donde quiera que vas, is it the health center? Is it the fucking nurse's office? If it's fucking the food pantry? If it's literally like by the classes where sex education happens? Anywhere you can find condoms. They're so accessible. And I remember getting there and I kind of felt like my mom for a quick second porque llegué and I saw that y me puse like estaba espantada. I was like, they push sex here? Like, what the fuck? Like,
welcome to college.
But that again goes back to how I was raised, how my mom never really spoke about it and she like projected this small fucking like espantada feeling mm-hmm. in me where I was like, holy fuck. But then shortly realized like, no, you're in fucking college, you're having a fucking blast, and it's fucking better to have it easier access than not, right? And I honestly do believe like that the conversations that you have with your parents, with your siblings, is very important, and it really does create like a safe space. Even as an adult right now, I'm 28. I literally talk to Luis about sex all the time. And I think that's like really important because we have this like relationship where we can tell each other anything. And, you know, we are being responsible and he tells me like, no seas pendeja. And then, you know, we kind of like feed off of each other. And it's important.
It is important, and I think especially now as adults too and among your peers to talk about this, because one of the things also that I found is that when I speak about sex to my peers, many times they're like espantados. They're like espantados, and I'm like, hey, are you guys exploring like fetishes? Are you guys exploring sex toys? Are you guys exploring like fucking pull my hair, spit my on my face kind of shit? Like, people get, you know, shy and uncomfortable. But the reality of it is, like, everybody's having sex. Everybody has sex. Whether you have boring sex or fun sex or exploratory sex, it's up to you. But also talk to your peers about this as well. Tell them, hey, how is your sex life? Because maybe mine's not popping or, you know, whatever the case may be. That's what I find with my friends, especially with heterosexual friends. I feel like that's something you don't talk about with your heterosexual friends.
Yeah, and I was going to say that because especially in, like, the youth community where there's youth who are, like, trying to find their identity and some of them, you know, are going through, like, a... No quiero decir como... They're going through like, am I a lesbian? Am I gay? And I think it's important.
They're trying to find their identity.
Yeah, I think it's important that we do bring it up in our youth communities because we need to advocate for them, right? We need to advocate for them because they're the new generations coming and exploring, right? And I think that when you automatically don't talk about something, it's kind of like you make it, como se dice, like algo prohibido, right? And then they grow up being like, oh my God, well, I never had this conversation with anyone, so I don't know what the fuck to do. And that, I'm sure, is scary. Like, I remember my first time too, I was fucking scared. Imagine someone who is going through them trying to figure themselves out. Like, how are they going to feel at like 15, 16? Like, I'm sure they're fucking like scared as shit, you know?
And you should not say, if you're talking to a boy, you should not say, when you have sex with a girl. And when you're talking to a girl, you should not say, when you have sex with a guy. No, just say sex in like, ¿cómo se dice? Plural? No, ¿cómo
se dice? Or say partner.
Partner, yeah.
And yeah, don't project that scary like thought. And I feel like some of you might out there think like estos que pedo, like they're advocating for sex, but in reality, like
we're advocating for healthy sex.
Yeah, I mean
healthy conversations
and anything. I mean, it's not a bad thing, you guys. It's fucking normal. But I do know that there's people out there who are very like closed off, and again, it's not your fault, it's probably your parents' fault. But
your upbringing, yeah.
But I think now, like, it's up to you to break those cycles, right? It's up to you to tell your little cousins, your siblings, your children, like, hey, babies don't come from fucking a watermelon. I mean, maybe not like when they're little, but you know that whole thing that they said, where do babies come from? And then kids are like, oh, well, some of them, like they come.
Like a stork?
Yeah, it's like, tell them, you know, somebody had, you know, it's like two people who really love each other. And don't, like, sugarcoat it, because I feel like then you fucking confuse them, and then it's just weird. But
exactly. Entonces, the point of the story is go have sex, be smart about it, have protective sex, go explore the different possibilities. If you have a partner, go and walk into a porn shop with your partner. Like, go in there and explore and buy something and try something new. Because you'll never know what you'll find there. Honestly, just go and explore.
It's another world.
and also, this is what I told Judith. Like, don't be afraid to tell your partner what you want. Don't be afraid to be like, ay, tócame aquí, bésame acá, soplame allá. Like, fucking no, you're having sex. Demand what you want. Like, it's supposed to be a pleasurable, fun experience for both. And ask your partner, is there something that turns you on? Is there this? Is there that? Like, you need to have those conversations because they're important.
Yes, I definitely agree. And speaking of which, I also wanted to bring the attention that I know a lot of the words now that, for example, like when you say ho, or like what's another word?
Puta.
Yeah, puta, or like, you know, I think that a lot of like negativity has put out on those words, and I get it, I understand, y se escuchan feo, but I also think that, like, you know, it's okay. We're in a different, ¿cómo se dice? In a different era. And I think that you shouldn't feel ashamed if people tell you that. Because, for example, Luis, when he says, like, ho or whatever, I'm just like, okay, yeah, let me fucking go embrace it. Like, I'm fine. Like, it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm fucking sleeping with 10 guys, you know? It just, I know what I like and I know what I want, and that's it. So I think that sometimes too, when we go off and tell our friends like these words and they're just like, like, what? It's like,
I know, we like to say it is the holiday season, the hotivities, and so on and so forth. Pero I every time I tell Judith that is to empower her. And I love the fact that Judith tells me these stories of like, I had to cut this guy out because he was getting feelings. Like, I absolutely love that, because that's empowering. That's empowering her as a woman to be able to take control of her, you know, sexuality and her own person. And I absolutely love that. I love that she's in a position where she's able to say, hey, ¿sabes qué? Ya no. Ya me aburrió.
But see, like, advocating for myself, right? Because at the end of the day, like, if you're not advocating for yourself, like,
who else is?
Exactly. You need to fucking put a stop to things that you think are not going to do, they're not going to be good. And that's it.
Exactly. Pero bueno, we wanted to kind of plant a little seed in your head to, no pun intended, to so that you could be a little bit more open-minded and start having these conversations. Honestly, they're not difficult to have. Maybe the first one is, but then after that, everything is easier and it just becomes like second nature. Talk to your children about this if you have children. And if you have younger siblings, be that advocate that they need so that they know what the fuck to do in case of an emergency, in case they see something different anywhere near their genitals, so that they know where to go, so that they know that they're not alone and they could count on someone, because many times we are embarrassed to talk about these things. I just told you I had shingles in my asshole.
But anyways, it's almost summertime, so you know what that means.
That means the patio is going to be ready, actually.
No, well, besides from that, but I was going to say, it's another holiday season.
it's the hotivity season.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. Please leave us a review. Give us a 5-star rating. And you can follow me at @DIGEY.
I hate you for asking me this question.
Well, you don't know.
But I do know handle. It. It's JBBGUILAR.
Listen to the other episodes because you said it has 2 V's instead of A's.
Yeah, VV.
Your
J-B-B.
Name doesn't have an A.
I know. It's 2 V's instead of an A, Luis. I never said there's an A in there.
Yeah, but your name doesn't have an A. Your name
I know, but Aguilar does. Aguilar does.
That's confusing. You see how you don't
Anyways,
know.
Luis just always fucking wants to put me in the spot.
All right. Bye.